This is KBOO Community Radio, and you're listening to Good Vibes Only, an interview series featuring eccentric Portland locals and their memorable contributions to the community. On this episode, I'll be interviewing Brian Kidd, also known as the Unipiper. We'll be talking about the Keep Weird Alive campaign hosted by Weird Portland United. The nonprofit is looking to say thank you to those who, despite the current circumstances, remain dedicated to injecting Portland with random acts of weirdness. And so they're offering a contest to award two selfless warriors of whimsy $500 each. As we delve into the specifics of the Keep Weird Alive campaign, we'll also be exploring our thoughts on the quarantine's effect on Portland. Here we go. 2 months ago, if someone were to tell us that there's going to be a statewide quarantine implemented and you're going to be home for weeks at a time, my first concern would be like, how are people going to react to this? Should I be concerned? Should I stock up on toilet paper? And these were all real fears that people acted on. But now that we're like a month or two in, people are starting to find the flow, like the balance point, and they're trying to reorient themselves to where they're more adaptable. And it's interesting because I don't think we're at the end of that adaptation. As we move into week 9, 10, 11, and we become a little more anxious about what's to come and whether or not we're going to have a summer where we can be outside, I think it is important to have the campaign Keep Weird Alive in order to promote how we adapt. Because if we give in to our fears, which is our innate responses to any kind of change, we could have another incident where we're fighting over a precious commodity, or at least something we're perceiving as a precious commodity. And rather than devolve into that, let's give us something to focus on. Like, what are you doing to stay entertained, to stay weird, and to stay Portland?
Exactly. And I know that Portland is going to get through this, and we're going to get to the point where we want to get in touch and have that feeling of how things were, even if, you know, we're all wearing masks. We want to have that feeling that we're still Portland. And so we need to make sure that the things that define who we are, that we still have access and we're still able to tap into that energy, and it's able to still be a presence in our community, that when people come to Portland, they still get that Portland experience and we're not just all suddenly turned into hermits.
Yeah. And I think projects like Keep Weird Alive are going to play a big part in how the city remembers how it handled the pandemic and the quarantine. Because if the city can look back and see this collection of people doing these very memorable and unexpected artistic performances in order to keep weird going, we can remember this as a time of heroism in terms of how was Portland affected specifically. Well, let me tell you, there were dozens of people who did their part to make sure that our spirits stayed up. There were a lot of people who tapped into their creativity. There were a lot of people who self-reflected and found it to be a healing process. And there was a lot of really great things to come from this very sudden change in lifestyle on a wide scale.
Yeah, it's times like this when, you know, they say people's true colors come out. And I think we are definitely seeing that the people of Portland are a strong people here. And we very much respect what needs to be done to keep everyone safe. But at the same time, we're not going to give up our ideals and values and the things that we hold dear to being such a strong community. One thing that people are doing in the quarantine is, I think, being able to have time and reflect on their connections with other people and reconnect with folks or make connections that they'd been meaning to but have been putting off. So I had somebody reach out to me because they wanted to get more involved with Weird Portland United. And turns out he's on the board for the Portland Adult Soapbox Derby. And so, you know, we just talked about our vision of Portland and, you know, realized we're on the same page about a lot of things. And I brought up the idea about like our idea for the weird day. And, you know, together we had the idea of what if we had an entire like weird appreciation week.
Yeah.
And, you know, part, it could be a week long of different activities and festivities and things. And part of that could be the Soapbox Derby. So it felt really good to feel those roots kind of spreading out and taking hold and knowing that there's, you know, other people out there that agree with this vision, and we just got to keep finding them.
I love how during this time of self-reflection, this guy recognized that he wanted to be more involved in keeping Portland weird. And I feel like that's going to be like an unintended consequence where you have more people who are spiritually, who are using this time to spiritually align and question whether or not the path they're on is the path they're supposed to be on. And then like you just have people coming out of the woodwork and like taking risks, because what other time are you going to have that's more ideal than this? Like there's right. There isn't a fear of missing out. Like there's nowhere for you to go. You have all the time to experiment. Like this is the time to figure out like if there's something to this thing that's always been on the back burner, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm curious to see how it all pans out.
So in terms of unintended consequences and Portland and people reevaluating their lives. So have you heard, you know how Portland is somewhat popular, disproportionately popular than you would think in Japan?
Yes. Yeah. Shibuya like, district. Yeah.
Yeah. And that, you know, they love Portland. And so the story that I heard in how that love of Portland in Japan sort of came about was after the Fukushima nuclear disaster, it caused, you know, a lot of people to have moments of self-reflection and realizing that they wanted to sort of realign their life's values and live a more sustainable life. And somehow they looked to Portland as this model city that they wanted to be more like. And suddenly that's why Portland was so popular in Japan, because we were actually somewhat of a role model for the values that they wanted to be embracing.
Dude, word got out about Portland that there are people here who are self-reflective, and when they find themselves, they find that they want to be compassionate outside of themselves. You know, like they care about the environment, they care about other people, and that's not commonplace for a lot of like mass gathering, high density areas. Portland right. is an exception in that way. Like here is a proper city with about a million people, and there's still that feeling of a small town where people are caring about their environment, they're caring about everyone in that environment, like they're looking out for their well-being of strangers. And it's something that I've been thinking about lately, and it's no surprise that we'd be a role model for another city in terms of how should we come out of this self-reflective period and be the city that we want to be.
Right. And I think just being surrounded by it all the time, we end up taking it for granted a little bit here, and we forget that outsider's perspective that it's not all sunshine and flowers outside of Portland.
Mm-hmm. And it's so easy to forget that perspective because of incidents like the quarantine. And I think it's really important that projects like Keep Weird Alive exist. And for anyone listening, that would be interested in joining the contest, do you want to talk about the contest, how it's structured, and what the prizes are?
Yeah, absolutely. So right now, you have until April 20th. To submit a 30 to 60 second video nominating someone for one of two $500 grants. And we made this, you don't apply to nominate yourself. You have to nominate somebody else. And the reason we did that is we want to see, to hear the perspective from someone else of the work that you're doing. So we're looking for people who do need a little bit of financial help, that could use the bump, but who are doing something to keep people in the community smiling. And we want to hear someone who sees that and recognizes it and hear from them why they think that you or someone else should be recognized in that way. So a 30 to 60 second video telling us who that person is and why they need the money, and what they are doing to keep us smiling and laughing. Just tag that video on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook with the hashtag #KeepWeirdAlive. Or if you prefer, you could just send us the video directly to weirdportlandunited@gmail.com. Even for the people who, for the submissions that don't win, like you said, it's about remembering and being able to tell these stories. And I'm sure we're going to get plenty of qualified applicants and people who equally deserve that money. And hopefully just by sharing their story, it may create a little attention around what they're doing. And maybe somebody else will step in and be like, I really like what you're doing. And, you know, I would like to help with that. And just by sharing each other's stories, we can maybe help each other.
By sharing each other's stories, we become more connected. And I think that that's a defining characteristic of Portland. Communities are open for connection. And I'm really excited to see what communities develop from this once we're all able to hug each other once again. Because Portland as a community, just like any reality, is a collection of influences that are settling. And I think that Weird Portland United is trying to always influence where Portland settles, even if by a degree, towards that which is more communal, more inclusive, more sustainable, more supportive of local, and definitely more embracing your weird. You know?
Yeah.
And if you were to think of this trajectory, to alter it even a degree in the span of years could really make the difference between a Portland that still cares versus a Portland that has given in to fear-mongering. You know?
Oh, that's a really good way of looking at it. I like that. I hadn't thought about moving the needle, even a degree, you know, can have lasting impacts.
Right. Because this is a continual project. Like what Portland ends up being is going to be a collection of all these influences. And I definitely hope that the force for creativity is the one that wins out, and not the force for panic buying and bunkering.
Yeah, if it nothing else, at least what we're doing is keeping the concepts in the forefront of people's minds.
Cool. I totally believe in your project. I'm super stoked that you guys found something that really resonates. I think it's going to be very impactful for how all of this shakes out. And I'm super grateful that you guys thought of it and that you guys exist. So thank you. And thank you, everyone, for listening. I'm excited to see who wins the Keep Weird Alive campaign.